Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
And trust me, people, I know it's hard to look in the mirror. Hey. I'll be the first one to tell you, first one to admit it. It's hard.
By the way, we just talking about the subject, we ain't judging.
Right, right.
But then again, y'all, if y'all been in my live before and all that, and y'all know me, y'all know how I feel about judging.
Thou shalt judge.
I ain't got no problems with it. I think, as a matter of fact, to be truthfully honest with y'all, some of y'all need to use your judgment more, because by watching you, you ain't using it.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I digress.
Send the hate mail towards Paul, not me.
Hey, I am astrologyreadings@gmail.com. We could talk about judgment if you want to. Now, getting back to this looking in the mirror.
So what can one benefit from looking in the mirror?
What can one benefit from it?
Yeah.
They can benefit learning how to self-love. Start loving themselves more. They can be able to get past the scars of if they're overweight, that they don't look at the weight no more. They can work past that. They can work past their trauma by doing so, by looking into the mirror, having conversations with yourself. Believe it or not, I do feel that people need to start doing this. Because, like we said at the beginning, it's self-healing is best.
Let me ask you a question, Rafiki. Now, when you say look in the mirror, are you talking about put your birthday suit on and turn around and take a look at your ass?
I ain't talking about that.
Well, what are you talking about?
Truly looking at that mirror directly into your own soul.
Where is that at?
Your eyes are your pillars to your soul.
Yeah. Why should somebody look in the eyes?
Because it's I'm gonna be honest. If you do it and you start tearing up, let them flow. Let them emotions come out. That was built up emotions that you have kept in too long that needs to come out. It's okay to cry. It's okay to look at yourself. It's okay to love on yourself. If you got to tell yourself, you know what, Rafiki, I love you. You know what, Rafiki, you're a good man. You know what, Rafiki, you are better than what you've been doing. You need to work on this, Rafiki. You need to work on that, Rafiki. Stop being this, Rafiki. Stop doing that. Tell your things like that. Literally have a full conversation, because when you're looking in that mirror and you're truly looking at yourself and you're truly talking with your soul knows, because it actually communicates back with you. Your soul knows. It's been at... And here recently, where I've been doing this, I've been able to show my emotions better.
Hey, Rafiki, mental, have you ever heard this saying before? So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears.
No, I haven't heard that before.
I haven't heard that exact one, but I've heard others similar to it.
Shout out to the great Smokey Robinson, Tracks of My Tears. Do you think we have a lot of people out here walking around with smiles out of place?
Most definitely. Then you got some that don't show no smile Won't show no tear. Won't show no emotion whatsoever. They become numb.
Do you think that may be why people are afraid or scared to or refuse to look in the mirror? Because they don't want to see a smile that's out of place and traces of tears?
I say, yeah, between that and not wanting to reopen those wounds.
I agree with mental on that, but I want to take it a little bit further.
Go ahead.
See, people want to push and hide that trauma or them wounds. They don't want to revisit them because it's painful. I understand that it might be painful, but if you do it and you actually revisit, you talk to it, and you tell that wound, that scar, that it's okay. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't, you know, because a lot of people want to play the blame game. And that's why we have those blockages to where we can't look ourselves in the mirror.
The blame game.
They want to put blame on people and say, well, it's your fault that's the reason why it happened. It's your fault that whatever bad happened at that particular time, well, it's your fault. You shouldn't have done that. They want to blame you, but they don't. But they don't want to realize that they might have been the cause.
So wait, Rafiki, are you trying to say right now that the reason people don't want to look in the mirror is because when they looking in the mirror by themselves in the bathroom, they can't blame nobody but the person in the mirror?
Exactly what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying. They want to blame other people. And that's the reason why they can't heal. They don't want to accept that they might have been wrong. They don't want to accept that they might have been, even though it's been told to them, they don't want to accept that answer. They want to deflect it and say no. And they want to start lashing out and blaming other people. Well, that's the reason why sometimes you might be pointing at somebody, you still got three fingers pointing right back at you. No matter which finger you use, you still got three pointing right back at you. Nice try, Mental. Nice try.
So in all actuality, Mr. Rafiki, what I just heard, you want to hear what my simple version of what I just heard you say?
Go ahead.
In other words, y'all, Rafiki just said you guys don't want to look in the mirror because you don't want to be accountable for your actions.
I wish that was louder on the podcast.
I mean, you said it, man. I didn't say it. And y'all can send your hate mail to me.
That's why I done that, because it's true. They don't want to be accountable. They don't want to hold their selves accountable for their actions.
Or Rafiki, non-action. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.